If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Tuesday, May 5. Happy Cinco de Mayo to you, Dean Richards. How you doing?
Hola, amigo.
¿Dónde está la biblioteca? Or that's something
all,
like
that's
that.
That's all that I remember from high school.
That's how it works.
That's the end of my vocabulary right there.
We go visit Mexico or Spain, and we know where the library is eventually.
Right.
Let's begin with this news about Nicolas Cage and Joe Exotic.
Could there possibly be a better matching of an actor to a real-life character?
No.
Of, you know, somebody who has, you know, got a track record of nuttiness, both on screen and real life, about to play somebody who has a track record of nuttiness as well. Nicolas Cage is set to star as Joe Exotic from Tiger King in a new television miniseries that's going to be coming out. This, of course, is based on the Texas Monthly magazine article that came out before Tiger King was even on Netflix. But, there can be an amazing physical similarity between these two guys. I've seen Nick Cage at his nuttiness. And while I have not been interested in Tiger King at all so far, this may cinch it in for me. Seeing a Nick Cage, the crazy level on this whole thing just went up several notches in my book.
So they were working on this long before the series hit?
That's what I'm told, yeah. That apparently this Texas Monthly magazine article had come out, and then from that they pitched this as a television miniseries long before this whole thing was on Netflix. So apparently this is going to come out. Speaking, by the way, on the Joe Exotic front, I just got an alert on my phone that Joe Exotic is requesting a pardon from President Trump to get out of jail. He was convicted for murder for hire and animal abuse. And, we'll see how that request goes.
Yeah, he's serving 22 years. The president was asked about him once already and said he didn't know anything about the show. But I'm sure that request will move to the top of the list.
The priority list of everything that's going on right now. Joe Exotic goes to the top of the list.
Wow. Well, good timing for CBS. They're going to get a hit. And let's talk about Seinfeld now. The stand-up special is on Netflix tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, it drops today. It's called 23 Hours to Kill. I haven't watched the whole thing yet, but I've seen some clips from it. And it looks, you know, very classically Jerry Seinfeld funny. He was promoting it yesterday at a little press conference. And we did learn a few things about Seinfeld. Number one, he says he's not going to do stand-up comedy specials anymore, and he's also not going to do any more of his comedians getting coffee in a car series, which has been tremendously popular. But he says he's done it. The novelty of that whole thing for him is over with. So unfortunately for us, that's going to end. Here's a little bit of his Netflix special that drops today, 23 Hours to Kill.
You and I know each other on a certain level for many, many years. You know for a fact. I could be anywhere in the world right now. Now you be honest. If you were me, would you be up here hacking out another one of these? All things we do to convince ourselves our lives don't suck. And I know that because I know that everyone's life sucks. Your life sucks. My life sucks too. Perhaps not quite as much. Never feel bad that your life sucks. The greatest lesson you can learn in life, sucks and great are pretty close. You go to a baseball game, you have a hot dog. The hot dog is cold. The bun is not toasted. The vendor is an ex-con in a work release program. You love that hot dog every time. Does it suck? Yes. Is it great? Yes. That's how close they are. Have an ice cream cone, you're walking down the street, the ice cream falls off the top of the cone, hits the pavement, sucks. What do you say? Great.
a little taste of Jerry Seinfeld's 23 Hours to Kill. It is, it's rated PG, by the way. So, I mean, he doesn't, you know, go blue. He doesn't do dirty. It's all, you know, very typical Jerry Seinfeld, relatable kind of stuff.
All right, we'll be watching for that tonight. And then when do we get to see John Malkovich, Sally Fields, and Bryan Cranston online?
That also is dropping right away. They are doing a series of plays online that will actually begin this coming Thursday night. Malkovich is going to do the David Mamet play November. You'll be able to watch that on the Actors Fund YouTube page. Bryan Cranston and Sally Field on May 21st are going to be doing Love Letters. And so they're going to be doing this as kind of an ongoing series of plays still since there is no date in sight of when Broadway may be reopening. So at least these are a few ways to hear really some of our best actors doing some work. They did make an announcement this morning that London's West End will stay closed at least until the end of June, the month of June. So, you know, the West End of London is similarly crowded and congested as Times Square is, where all the Broadway theaters are. So if New York follows, the lead of London, the same kind of pattern, looks like we're not going to have any Broadway productions going on for a while.
Back with Dean Richards. Okay, so why does Tom Cruise want to do a movie in outer space, Dean?
Why not? By Tom Cruise logic, why not? He has done movies jumping off of high-rise buildings. He has held on to airplanes from the outside while they're up in the air. And now he says he wants to do something that no one else has done before. And I think that's a big thing motivating Tom Cruise with just about anything. He wants to always do something first. He wants to do a movie that is actually filmed in outer space. I don't know if he knows that they can do all this with special effects, that you don't really have to do that, but he is a thrill junkie.
Yes, he is.
And he's been in contact with Elon Musk and his SpaceX program, which puts together, they're experimenting with spacecraft and rockets and actually going into space. He wants to make a movie. He's been in contact with NASA.
Wow.
To actually make a movie in outer space. So that's in the extremely early planning stages right now. There's no plot line. There's no schedule on all of this right now. But that's in the Tom Cruise hopper at the moment.
He likes to do his own stunts, doesn't he?
He does.
I don't know anything about Dog the Bounty Hunter, but I know you do. What's up? What's up in that department?
I know as much about Dog the Bounty Hunter as I do Tiger King and Joe Exotic. They're equally as intellectually stimulating. A lot of people like Dog the Bounty Hunter. Dwayne Chapman is his name. He's had a very popular show on cable systems. In fact, his latest show, which is called Dogs Most Wanted, is on our national cable channel, WGN America. So therefore, we instantly love it.
Oh, yeah. Like I say, I know all about Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Exactly.
Follow Dog's exploits. Well, I'm a super fan.
Dog lost his wife to cancer 10 months ago. It was actually chronicled on the show, and it's gotten a lot of publicity. Dog announced that he is engaged to be married now to a longtime friend. Her name is Francie Frayne. Confirmed it on his social media, showed pictures of the engagement ring and the two together. He got down on one knee, proposed in a candlelit moment at their home in Colorado. But once again, the most important part of the story, you can see Dog's Most Wanted on our national cable channel, WGN America.
That's my favorite show. Glad you mentioned it.
If only they had more tigers on the show.
When are the daytime Emmys, and what are they going to do?
Well, it's been a lot of question about some of these award shows because everything still being shut down and seemingly will be shut down for quite a while. The next scheduled one generally are the Emmy Awards and the Daytime Emmy Awards, which are in June. So right around the corner, the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences yesterday announced that they will be having a ceremony this year, but it will be done remotely. Everything will be done virtually. How exactly this is going to happen, how they're going to have people on cameras, apparently in their own homes, waiting to find out whether they won or lost Emmy Awards, is going to be up for grabs. But this is originally scheduled for June. They have not said when this is going to happen yet. So far, they've only said that the nominations for the Daytime Emmys, they haven't said anything for Primetime Emmy Awards yet, but for the Daytime Emmy Awards, the nominations are going to come out later on this month. And right around that time, they will be announcing when this new virtual award ceremony is going to take place.
Isn't the prime award season during the winter?
For movies, it very definitely is. The Emmy Award, the Daytime Emmy Awards, are in the summertime. Those come first. Sports Emmys come after that. Those are two different ceremonies. And then the Primetime Emmy Awards are generally in September. And then that clears the way. The Tony Awards actually also are in June. They haven't said anything about how they're going to do the Tony Awards yet, but the Golden Globes, the Critics' Choice Awards, the Screen Actors Guild, the Academy Awards, all of those begin when all of that is over, and that's generally November, December, January.
Yeah, let's hope all of this pandemic is over by then.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And finally, we have breaking Barbara Streisand news, don't we?
We do. This has just announced a few minutes ago. So you are hearing this first, that Barbara Streisand has released a music video for the song You'll Never Walk Alone. This is the same song that those 300 musicians from 15 countries put together that we played for you yesterday. So, I mean, this is really becoming kind of an anthem for the times that we're going through right now. But Barbara Streisand released a version of this song in 2001, right after 9/11. She performed the song at the 2001 Emmy Awards and, you know, blew the house down with an incredible version. Maybe that's not such a good analogy when we're talking about 9/11. But she did an incredibly moving version of the song. And now she has re-released the song, redone the song, and dedicating this to frontline workers during the pandemic. Here's a little sample.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed.
Jerry Lewis would be proud, wouldn't he?
His famous signature song that he would end the Labor Day telethon with every year. Yeah, this is another moving, goosebump-inducing version of this very powerful song from the musical Carousel that's been done so many times. Barbara Streisand's new version is being released on video today, and you know they're asking for donations for COVID-19 funds. You know, if you care to do that with this, it's beautiful.
Music video showing Barbara Streisand and photos of frontline workers, and there you have your WGN premiere.
You hear the hits first here.
Thanks to Dean Richards. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, Dean.
See you, Bob.